SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
It's been described as a once-in-a-decade fire, a heritage-listed building in the Sydney CBD near Central Station, gutted by an intense fire. This woman was a witness.
So where we were standing, we couldn't feel anything at first. And then all of a sudden, like after we heard the bang, that's when it was just like, oh my God, the fire is so, like the heat is so intense and hot.
Another witness to the fire says they saw a group of high school students leaving before the blaze took hold. Fu Tang, who works at a locksmith store across the street, told Nine newspapers he saw some children come out as smoke began to pour out of the building.
I saw about three or four high school kids about this high running out from those one of those doors of that building. And I looked at the food part, they're full of shattered glass that started blowing through from the second floor. And those kids that it running out hastily to the corner of Randall Lane and Randall Street.
The New South Wales Police Force Arson Squad are now leading the investigation into the fire. New South Wales Acting Assistant Commissioner for the Central Metropolitan Region, Paul Dunstan, says two 13-year-olds are assisting officers with their inquiries. He says they are waiting for other people to come forward before they release more details.
I can confirm that last night two young people handed themselves in at two separate police stations in the late hours of last night. We are speaking with those young people throughout the evening and they are now assisting police with our inquiries. I can further confirm that we are aware of a further three or four other young people that were present during the fire. We asked them to come forward with their parents and put their side of the story forward.
The building had been empty for about 12 months, but more than a dozen people were believed to have been sleeping rough inside the night before. Mr. Dunstan says detectives are still working to confirm the well-being of two of these people.
We are aware that people were sleeping rough in the building the night before, up to 15 people. We have spoken to 13 of those people and confirmed that they are safe and well. There are two other people that we'd like to just track down and just confirm that they are safe and well, and our detectives are working furiously to try and locate those people.
About 50 nearby residents and workers evacuated at the height of the fire are still unable to return to their offices and homes. An exclusion zone has been established around what remains of the building and is expected to be in place for at least 7 days. Firefighters are using a drone to monitor hotspots for potential reignition, while engineers are also monitoring conditions. Jeremy Futrell is the Acting Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales. He says the building's condition may have fuelled the intensity of the blaze, and there is some concern more walls could collapse or require attention.
We've got a building that's well over 100 years old. You've got all the dry, very seasoned timber that's in that. It's all stacked up as part of the framework of the building, the floors, the staircases and so forth, enabling the fire to spread very quickly vertically, and that's what we saw played out. So it was, in a sense, the perfect set of conditions to have a very intense fire.
Once the area is deemed safe, residents and businesses are expected to be allowed to return, and the major thoroughfare on Elizabeth Street will be reopened. In the meantime, impacted residents are urged to register online with the Red Cross for support. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.